In a world filled with constant challenges and setbacks, it's crucial to master the art of emotional resilience. Epictetus, the renowned Stoic philosopher, believed that true freedom lies in our ability to control our reactions to external events. To act as if nothing bothers you doesn't mean suppressing your emotions. It means understanding that you have power over your thoughts and reactions. Let's dive into his powerful teachings and explore practical ways to implement them in our daily lives. Step 1. Know what you can control and what you cannot. Epictetus recognized the importance of understanding what is within our control and what is not. According to his teachings, we should direct our attention and energy toward the things we can influence, while accepting that external events and the behavior of others lie outside our power. By recognizing this distinction, we can avoid becoming consumed by external circumstances that are beyond our control. This understanding provides a framework for developing inner peace and resilience in the face of adversity. When we focus solely on the aspects of life that we have agency over, we can effectively manage our emotions and maintain a sense of tranquility. For instance, instead of fixating on someone else's negative behavior or seeking validation from them, we can shift our attention to our own reactions and choices. We realize that we cannot control how others act, but we have a say in how we respond. This understanding allows us to detach ourselves from the opinions and actions of others, freeing us from the burden of seeking their approval or validation. By acknowledging the limitations of our control, we can let go of unrealistic expectations and avoid undue stress. Epictetus encourages us to accept that external events are not always within our power to change. Instead of feeling frustrated or anxious about circumstances beyond our control, we can focus on adapting our attitudes and responses to align with our values and principles. In practicing this philosophy, we become more self-reliant and less dependent on external validation or circumstances for our well-being. We learn to cultivate an inner resilience that remains unshaken by the unpredictable nature of the external world. This Stoic perspective empowers us to act as if nothing bothers us, not because we are indifferent, but because we have chosen to focus on what truly matters and let go of what we cannot change. By understanding what we can control and what we cannot is a powerful step in aligning our thoughts, actions, and emotions with a Stoic mindset. By embracing this wisdom imparted by Epictetus, we can navigate life's challenges with grace, maintain our inner peace, and act as if nothing bothers us. Step 2. Be thankful and happy with what you have. Instead of craving what we lack, Epictetus encourages us to appreciate and be content with what we already possess. Gratitude brings a sense of fulfillment and helps us realize that external circumstances have little bearing on our overall happiness. By adopting an attitude of appreciation, we can act as if nothing bothers us, recognizing the abundance in our lives. In order to truly act as if nothing bothers us, one of the key principles advocated by the powerful Stoic philosopher Epictetus is to cultivate gratitude and find happiness in what we already have. Epictetus believed that true contentment and peace of mind can be attained by focusing on our internal attitudes rather than external circumstances. We find ourselves constantly yearning for more possessions, more success, more recognition. This constant craving can create a perpetual state of dissatisfaction, making it difficult to act as if nothing bothers us. Epictetus suggests that instead of fixating on what we lack, we redirect our attention towards appreciating and being thankful for what we do have. By practicing gratitude, we shift our perspective from scarcity to abundance. We begin to understand that our possessions, achievements, or external circumstances do not define our happiness. Rather, it is our ability to appreciate and find contentment in the simplest moments and possessions that truly bring joy. Epictetus teaches us to pause and reflect on the things we often take for granted: our health, relationships, the beauty of nature, or even the small daily pleasures. By acknowledging and expressing gratitude for these blessings, we develop an inner sense of fulfillment that transcends any external challenges or difficulties we may face. When we choose to be grateful, we are actively training our minds to focus on the positive aspects of our lives. This does not mean ignoring or suppressing our negative emotions or challenges, but rather understanding that they do not define our overall well-being. By cultivating gratitude, we learn to see setbacks and obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning, rather than allowing them to consume us. Practicing gratitude also has a profound impact on our relationships with others. When we express our appreciation and gratitude towards those around us, we strengthen our connections and foster a sense of unity and kindness. This, in turn, creates an environment where acting as if nothing bothers us becomes second nature. As we choose to prioritize love, compassion, and understanding over negativity or discontent, being thankful and happy with what we have is a foundational principle of Stoicism. Epictetus reminds us that true happiness lies within our own minds and attitudes. By cultivating gratitude, we can tap into an endless source of fulfillment and act as if nothing bothers us, even in the face of adversity. Step 3. Use your brain and logical thinking to make choices. Epictetus teaches us to prioritize rational thinking over impulsive reactions. By engaging our minds and approaching situations with logic, we can make well-informed choices. This allows us to detach from our initial emotional responses, enabling us to respond calmly and thoughtfully, even in challenging situations. According to him, rationality should always take precedence over impulsive reactions. Epictetus encourages individuals to engage their minds and approach various situations with a logical mindset. By doing so, we can make well-informed choices rather than being driven solely by our emotions. This crucial aspect of Stoicism enables us to detach ourselves from our initial emotional responses and instead respond calmly and thoughtfully, even in challenging and distressing circumstances. When faced with a situation that might normally provoke a strong emotional reaction, Epictetus advises us to pause and consider the situation objectively. This involves taking a step back, analyzing the facts, and evaluating the possible consequences of our actions or reactions. Using logical thinking, we can assess the situation from a detached perspective, allowing us to think more clearly and make decisions that align with our values and long-term well-being. By prioritizing rational thinking, we can prevent ourselves from being swept away by overwhelming emotions or impulsive behavior. Epictetus teaches us the importance of taking control over our thoughts and emotions, rather than letting them control us. This level of self-awareness and conscious decision-making empowers us to act as if nothing bothers us, even when faced with adversity. Practicing logical thinking in decision-making strengthens our ability to respond appropriately in challenging situations. It enables you to approach problems and conflicts with a calm and composed demeanor, as opposed to reacting impulsively or irrationally. By applying the principles of Epictetus's Stoic philosophy, individuals can cultivate a balanced mindset that allows them to navigate life's ups and downs more effectively. By using our brains and logical thinking to make choices is a key aspect of acting as if nothing bothers us, according to Epictetus' powerful teachings on Stoicism. By adopting a rational approach to decision-making, we can detach ourselves from emotional responses and cultivate a calm and thoughtful mindset. This empowers us to respond to challenges with composure, ensuring that external circumstances do not disturb our inner equanimity. Step 4. See challenges and tough times as chances to improve. Instead of fearing or resenting difficulties, Epictetus encourages us to embrace them as opportunities for growth. By reframing setbacks and obstacles as lessons in resilience, we can develop a mindset that is unshaken by adversity. Acting as if nothing bothers us becomes a natural response, as we perceive challenges as stepping stones towards personal development. Seeing challenges and tough times as chances to improve is a key aspect of acting. As if nothing bothers you, according to Epictetus and his powerful Stoic philosophy, instead of fearing or resenting difficulties, Epictetus encourages individuals to embrace them as valuable opportunities for growth and self-improvement. By shifting our perspective and reframing setbacks and obstacles as valuable lessons in resilience, we can develop a mindset that remains unshaken by adversity. Rather than allowing challenges to discourage or overwhelm us, adopting this Stoic approach enables us to approach them with a sense of curiosity and determination. When we perceive challenges as stepping stones towards personal development, our mindset shifts. We no longer see difficult situations as problems to be avoided or lamented. Instead, we view them as crucial experiences that shape our character and contribute to our growth. This shift in mentality empowers us to approach challenges with a positive attitude and a willingness to learn. Acting as if nothing bothers us becomes a natural response when we understand that every obstacle encountered is an opportunity to cultivate our resilience and develop a stronger sense of self. Rather than being consumed by frustrations or setbacks, we can channel our energy towards finding solutions and learning from the experience. Epictetus's philosophy reminds us that by facing challenges head-on and embracing the learning opportunities they provide, we can cultivate a powerful Stoic mindset. This allows us to navigate through life's ups and downs with grace and composure, choosing not to be disturbed by external circumstances. In practicing this Stoic approach, we become resilient individuals who are capable of handling various situations with equanimity. We cultivate an inner strength that allows us to remain centered and composed, regardless of the challenges that come our way. This ability to maintain our peace of mind and act as if nothing bothers us is a testament to the power of Stoicism and its transformative impact on our lives. Seeing challenges and tough times as chances to improve is a fundamental principle in acting as if nothing bothers us, according to Epictetus's Stoic philosophy. By embracing difficulties as valuable opportunities for growth, we develop a resilient mindset that remains unshaken by adversity. Recognizing challenges as stepping stones towards personal development empowers us to approach them with curiosity and determination. Ultimately, this Stoic mindset allows us to navigate through life's ups and downs with grace, composure, and the ability to act as if nothing truly bothers us. Step 5. Live in peace with nature and how things in the world work. According to Epictetus, we should align ourselves with the natural order of the universe. By accepting the transitory nature of life, we can detach ourselves from the craving for permanence. This acceptance brings inner peace, allowing us to act as if nothing bothers us, even in the face of inevitable change and uncertainty. Living in peace with nature and understanding how things work in the world is a fundamental aspect of acting as if nothing bothers you, according to Epictetus and his powerful philosophy of Stoicism. Epictetus emphasizes the importance of accepting the transitory nature of life. He encourages individuals to recognize that everything in the world is subject to change and impermanence. By cultivating this understanding, we can detach ourselves from the desire for things to remain constant or for circumstances to always go our way. The Stoic philosophy teaches that when we resist or fight against the natural flow of life, we only create more suffering and discontent. Instead, Epictetus suggests aligning ourselves with the natural order of the universe. This means embracing the inevitable changes and uncertainties that life presents. By letting go of the need for control and permanence, we free ourselves from the burden of attachment. We learn to accept and adapt to the ever-changing circumstances, understanding that nothing in life is guaranteed or entirely within our control. This acceptance brings a profound sense of inner peace and equanimity. Living in harmony with nature also means recognizing our interconnectedness with the world around us. Epictetus taught that humans are part of a greater whole, and our actions should reflect an understanding of this interconnectedness. By acknowledging that we are just a small piece of a much larger puzzle, we develop a sense of humility and gratitude. When we see ourselves as an integral part of the natural order, we gain a broader perspective on life. We realize that our individual worries and concerns are just a small part of a much grander scheme. This perspective helps us to prioritize what truly matters and let go of minor irritations or setbacks. Acting as if nothing bothers us doesn't mean dismissing or ignoring our emotions. Stoicism does not promote emotional suppression, but rather encourages a disciplined and rational approach to our feelings. It teaches us to acknowledge our emotions, examine them rationally, and respond to them in ways that align with our values and the greater good. So, living in peace with nature and understanding how things work in the world is a key aspect of practicing stoicism and acting as if nothing bothers us. By accepting the transitory nature of life, aligning ourselves with the natural order, and recognizing our interconnectedness with the world, we cultivate inner peace, resilience, and the ability to navigate through life's challenges with grace and equanimity. Step 6. Be aware of what you think and do. Epictetus emphasized the significance of self-awareness in living a fulfilling and resilient life. According to Epictetus, cultivating self-awareness allows us to understand and evaluate our thoughts and actions. By taking a closer look at our internal processes, we can gain valuable insights into our behavioral patterns, emotional responses, and overall mindset. Self-awareness provides us with a powerful tool for personal growth and self-mastery. When we become aware of our thoughts, we can better understand the underlying beliefs and assumptions that shape them. This understanding allows us to critically evaluate our thought patterns and identify any self-defeating or irrational thoughts that may be causing us unnecessary distress or preventing us from acting in a way that aligns with our values. Self-awareness enables us to observe our actions and behaviors from an objective standpoint. We can become more attuned to how we respond to various situations and stimuli, and the impact our actions have on ourselves and others. This awareness allows us to take ownership of our behavior and make intentional choices, rather than reacting impulsively or being driven solely by external circumstances. By being mindful of our thoughts and actions, we empower ourselves to cultivate a sense of inner peace and emotional stability. When we are aware of our thoughts, we can choose to challenge or modify any negative or unhelpful beliefs that arise. This mental discipline enables us to act in alignment with our values and maintain a calm state of mind, even in the face of adversity or challenges. By incorporating Epictetus's teachings on self-awareness into our daily lives can help us lead a more stoic and resilient existence. By actively observing and evaluating our thoughts and actions, we gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and develop greater control over our internal state. With this level of self-awareness, we can act as if nothing bothers us by consciously choosing how we respond to external events, ensuring that we remain centered and focused on what truly matters. Step 7. Stay modest and don't brag. A core principle of Stoicism is humility and simplicity. Epictetus teaches us to remain modest and grounded, avoiding the temptation to boast or seek external validation. By cultivating an inner sense of worth and relying on our own moral compass, we can act as if nothing bothers us, untethered by the opinions and judgments of others. Being modest and avoiding bragging is essential for those who aim to embody the teachings of Stoicism in their daily lives. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of humility and simplicity as a path to inner peace and contentment. Epictetus, an influential Stoic philosopher, guides us to stay modest and grounded in our interactions with others. When we act as if nothing bothers us, we detach ourselves from the need for external validation or the desire to impress others. Instead, our worth comes from within, rooted in our own moral values and the principles we uphold. By cultivating this inner sense of worth, we become less reliant on the opinions and judgments of others to define our happiness or self-worth. Bragging often stems from seeking validation or wanting to appear superior to others. However, a Stoic perspective discourages such behavior as it contradicts the principle of humility. Stoics believe in valuing the inherent worth of every individual and treating others with respect and kindness. Remaining modest also allows us to maintain a sense of equanimity in the face of challenges or adversity. When we don't feel the need to prove ourselves or constantly seek external validation, we are more likely to stay calm and composed, regardless of the circumstances. In practicing modesty, we focus less on material possessions, social status, or achievements. Instead, our attention shifts towards cultivating virtues and developing our character. We strive to act in accordance with our principles and live a virtuous life, rather than accumulating external symbols of success. By staying modest and avoiding bragging, we promote a sense of authenticity and integrity in our interactions with others. We create an environment where honesty and genuine connections can flourish. Moreover, being modest allows us to appreciate the accomplishments and strengths of others, fostering a sense of camaraderie and collaboration. Staying modest and refusing to engage in bragging aligns with the fundamental principles of Stoicism. It enables us to cultivate a sense of inner worth, detach ourselves from seeking external validation, and foster authentic connections with others. By practicing humility, we embody the teachings of Epictetus and create an environment conducive to personal growth and tranquility. Step 8. Be nice and share with others. Epictetus emphasizes the importance of compassion and kindness towards others. By practicing empathy and generosity, we build strong connections and contribute positively to the world around us. Acting as if nothing bothers us becomes easier when our focus shifts from self-centered concerns to the well-being of others. Acting as if nothing bothers us becomes easier when we shift our attention away from our self-centered worries and instead focus on the well-being of others. By practicing empathy, we cultivate a deeper understanding of the struggles and challenges that others face. This understanding allows us to develop compassion and respond to situations with kindness. Sharing with others also plays a role in embodying the philosophy of acting as if nothing bothers us. When we share our resources, time, and knowledge, we contribute positively to the world around us. This act of generosity not only benefits those receiving our support, but also enhances our own sense of fulfillment and purpose. By practicing kindness and sharing with others, we build strong connections and nurture relationships. Through these connections, we create a sense of community and belonging. Epictetus encourages us to recognize the interconnectedness of humanity and to treat others with respect and kindness. In doing so, we foster an environment of mutual support and understanding. So, the principle of being nice and sharing with others is a fundamental aspect of acting as if nothing bothers us, according to Epictetus's powerful Stoicism. By practicing empathy, compassion, and generosity, we shift our focus from self-centered concerns to the well-being of others. This shift in perspective not only benefits the individuals we interact with, but also helps us cultivate a greater sense of fulfillment and contribute positively to the world around us. Step 9. Look for knowledge and goodness above everything else. Epictetus encourages us to prioritize knowledge and goodness above all else. This emphasis on seeking wisdom and moral excellence is rooted in the belief that true fulfillment and inner resilience come not from material possessions or external achievements, but from cultivating virtuous qualities and personal growth. By seeking knowledge, we engage in a continuous process of learning and self-improvement. This involves expanding our understanding of the world, questioning our beliefs, and seeking out different perspectives. Epictetus reminds us that knowledge is not limited to academic education. It can be found in various forms, such as through reading, reflecting, observing, and engaging in meaningful discussions. Acquiring knowledge allows us to develop a broader perspective, gain insights into human nature, and make informed decisions in our lives. Simultaneously, placing goodness above everything means prioritizing moral values and ethical behavior. Epictetus implores us to align our actions with virtues such as honesty, justice, compassion, and integrity. Acting in accordance with these principles not only leads to a greater sense of personal integrity, but also fosters harmonious relationships with others. When we prioritize goodness, we do not let external circumstances or negative emotions control our actions. Instead, we act from a place of ethical responsibility, resilience, and inner strength. By focusing on knowledge and goodness, we develop a solid foundation for acting as if nothing bothers us. This mindset allows us to detach ourselves from external influences and cultivate inner peace. When faced with challenges, we can draw upon our reservoir of wisdom and moral values to guide our actions. We are less likely to be swayed by external judgment or seek validation from others, as our self-worth is rooted in our commitment to personal growth and leading a virtuous life. Seeking knowledge and goodness creates a positive ripple effect in our interactions with others. Our commitment to personal growth and ethical behavior inspires those around us, promoting a culture of learning, compassion, and integrity. By embodying these values, we become role models for others, encouraging them to adopt similar attitudes and embrace Stoic principles in their own lives. By placing knowledge and goodness above everything else is a fundamental aspect of acting as if nothing bothers us, according to Epictetus's powerful Stoicism. By prioritizing personal growth, seeking wisdom, and cultivating virtuous qualities, we strengthen our inner resilience and anchor ourselves in a commitment to goodness and integrity. This allows us to navigate life's challenges with equanimity and inspire others to embrace Stoic principles. Step 10. Don't forget that you are human and that everyone dies eventually. Epictetus emphasizes the importance of recognizing our mortality and embracing our human nature. In a world where everything is impermanent, understanding our limited time on Earth can offer us great clarity and enable us to act as if nothing bothers us. As human beings, we often grapple with worries, anxieties, and troubles that consume our thoughts and disturb our peace of mind. However, when we truly understand and accept the fact that death is an inevitable part of our existence, we gain a new perspective on life. Instead of allowing trivial matters to consume us, we are inspired to live fully and make the most of every moment. By acknowledging our mortality, we become aware that our time is limited and precious. This awareness then propels us to focus on what truly matters and let go of unnecessary concerns. It allows us to prioritize our relationships, experiences, and personal growth rather than being entangled in trivial, fleeting worries. Acting as if nothing bothers us does not mean suppressing or denying our emotions. Rather, it suggests that we rise above the small obstacles and setbacks that come our way. Epictetus reminds us that, in the grand scheme of things, these troubles are insignificant and transient. By keeping this perspective in mind, we can face challenges with resilience and composure, knowing that our inner peace remains unaffected. Embracing our mortality encourages us to cultivate a grateful attitude toward each moment. We gain a profound appreciation for the present, realizing that it is all we truly have. This heightened sense of gratitude allows us to savor the beauty and joy of everyday experiences, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant. It helps us find contentment and fulfillment in the simplest of moments. Ultimately, to act as if nothing bothers us requires us to recognize our mortality and embrace the transient nature of life. By doing so, we shift our focus from petty concerns to a more profound understanding of what truly matters. We learn to live fully, cherish the present, and cultivate a sense of gratitude for every moment that we are blessed with. In essence, we embody the wisdom of Epictetus, using his powerful Stoic teachings to navigate life's challenges with grace and tranquility. By applying his wisdom, we can learn how to act as if nothing bothers us, freeing ourselves from unnecessary suffering. By embracing gratitude, rationality, self-awareness, humility, and compassion, we are empowered to navigate life's ups and downs with resilience and inner peace. Remember, the power to act as if nothing bothers you lies within you, waiting to be realized.